Hello everyone, welcome to Celebrity News. So we all heard that Yandy returned her adopted daughter Infinity back to her biological grandmother. The story goes that Infinity was messing with a man that Yandy didn't approve of, and she felt like it was putting her family in danger. So here's my opinion on the situation. First, I thought that she was a foster parent, but my daughter corrected me and said no, she adopted Infinity. If Yandy was the foster mother, then she had the right to return. But if she's the adopted parent, that means she's her parent. She took the responsibility of being this young girl's mother. As a parent, we cannot return our children. I was a wild child growing up. I did things that my parents didn't approve of. I kept my life a secret for a long time from my mother. I didn't tell my mother the type of lifestyle I lived until I was like 33. But other people was telling her, but I just confirmed it when I was 33. So, Infinity came out and said she's messing with an older, dangerous man. And, you know, Yandy gave her back to the grandmother because she don't want her family, which is her two little kids, well as herself, and I guess Mendici, put in any kind of danger. But once you become a parent, there's no return to senders. Parents always have that one child that rebels. You pray for that child and let God guide them to do the right thing. But here's other people's opinions on the subject. She said, everyone has choices to make. People young and old must take accountability for their choices. As a mother, we have to teach course and effect. Yandy helped Infinity, showered her with love and support. And when someone outside of that trust circle wants to cause harm to the family, Infinity admittedly made a choice to continue seeing an older person that likely was using Infinity for clout. Where is he now? Helping her study in college? No, she got rid of him, or he got rid of her. When she chose to go back home to the regular non-glamorous life. That was from T. Someone else wrote, Yandy, the adult, had her best interest at heart, told her correct. We see small snippets of life, box people in, and make harsh judgment. However, several layers deep, the bottom line is Infinity learned a very valuable lesson. There will always be rules to follow in life. If you chose to ignore the rules set forth for your own good, whether you agreed or not, you must understand the consequences are yours alone to live with. How else will we learn that not to do that not so great feeling you when you wish you did things differently? And that was from Honesty. Brooke said, I feel like she had to do the best for her relationship. Teenagers get kicked out for disrespect, for being disrespectful and not following the rules all the time from their birth parents. If my oldest child decided that his younger sibling lies didn't matter and another person on the outside of our house relationship was more important, he would need to make different arrangements. At least she had another family. The thing is, though, you can't agree and disagree with these people. You saying you're going to kick your child out if you're feeling in danger. But you have to realize that if these people know or they really want to hurt you, whether your child is in or out, they still can hurt you. So kicking your child out doesn't change the situation, doesn't change the demand. The dynamics of the situation, you know, it is basically you have to deal with your child. You can't just throw your child out, or you can't just say, oh, I want to return this child to sender because they're not acting the way I want them, or they're not acting the way I raised them. You have to just be there for them and pray for them. And in Yandy's situation, she adopted that girl. So for her to just take that girl and return her to the people that so-called was abusing her or mistreating her, you didn't really care. She didn't seem like she really cared. Yes, she gave her the lifestyle for a little bit, but you have to take it as if you're with in a relationship, and then this man that you're with, or this woman that the man is with, y'all living this happy lifestyle. Then when they have no more use for you, they just throw you to the wolves. And that's how you have to see that relationship with Yandy and Infinity. And it's sad, but it is what it is. And, you know, you hope that Infinity do find someone who truly, really do cares for her. Because you can see she's a troubled child and really loves her. So, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podbeam, Speakers, FM Player, wherever you listen to your podcast at. And please share. You can comment at sv766752@gmail.com. You can follow me at sonia9795. You can follow me, Sonia Vasquez 679. You can follow me, Sonia Vasquez Pinterest, Sonia Vasquez Facebook. I also like for you to go to the website, www.wavilo. You can use my promo code, Sonia. You can also go to www.gurdianlooks, and use promo code 100. And thank you, and much love, and have a blessed day.